Hello?
Al, it's Blow.
Hey, Blow, how you doing?
Good, good.
Good, good. I'm glad you called me back. Hey, I'm impressed with you. I really am. Anything I can do for you? I can't do anything for myself, but...
No, I appreciate the offer. Next time you see someone in need on the street, maybe help them out.
Oh, you know, like I think I mentioned this to you. Take care of the old-timers and the kids, you know.
Every now and then, a guy in need on the street's 37 years old, though.
Oh, yeah, oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, if you can pick somebody up...
Twirl them around. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
I know my old man used to walk the streets in New York. He was...
Really?
He was unemployed back then. It was the 1960s.
You're one of the most interesting people I've talked to.
Thank you.
Can you hang on just for 1 second?
Sure.
I've got to pee.
Yeah, I do too.
All right. Hello? Hello?
My old man, I was telling you before you had to use the Biffy there, my old man used to walk the streets of New York, and he'd see people in tough shape, real tough shape, sometimes needing a handout, sometimes needing more, and
sure.
he would pick them up. And he'd not only pick them up, he'd hold them up, and he'd move about, holding them up.
Almost. Carrying them over to where you could take care of them.
Well, sometimes you just twirl them there because what they really needed was human touch.
Oh, absolutely.
And he'd say, I don't have anything for you, but tell me when you're dizzy.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I believe in... I believe it more in you know, the spiritual part of just taking care of somebody... than anything else, really, you know, and...
Those guys, when he'd set them down, you know, they'd often stumble away,
mm-hmm.
and the police would pull up and grab them and accuse them of being drunk, but they weren't drunk. They were dizzy from being spun around, and it was just one more indication of how society misreads these folks.
Oh, absolutely. No question about that. No question about that. How long have you been in Minneapolis now?
I arrived here in...
St. Paul, I guess it's St. Paul.
In 1974.
Oh, okay. Okay. How old are you?
I'm right now 63, going to be 64.
Oh, hell, you're just a kid.
How old are you?
I'm 55, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're just a kid.
Yeah. Well, I feel like a kid. I sometimes feel mentally like I'm damn near in utero.
Lately, that's the way I've kind of been feeling myself. You know, I guess you get to a stage where you just try and you do the best you can, and if you can't do it...
Then it's back to the amniotic fluid.
What can I say?
Mm-hmm.
What can I say? What can I say?
No, I think you've said it all. You ever find yourself at night, 3, 4 in the morning, staring up at the ceiling, watching the car lights dance across the...
Every night.
...the ceiling and saying, what's it all mean?
Every night. I've been doing this for last couple of years, you know, and, but, you know, if you can still get up the next morning and smile and laugh, then that's kind of a big deal. But if you can't, then that's okay, too. There's nothing wrong with not doing that.
That's reminds me of my grandpa's saying. His old saying was, if you can get up in the morning and get to the door and get out,
mm-hmm.
and if you can get downstairs and get... Mm-hmm. to the kitchen area, if you can get out into the yard, and if you can get out, maybe...
Just walk around and smell the grass, right?
Well, he wasn't done. It was an old saying he had, and it might have rhymed, I don't know. And you can get down the road.
Uh-huh.
And if you can get maybe to another place, and from there, maybe even get a little further, and if after you get all the way there, you can get back, not necessarily the same way, but just get back... And later on in the evening, say sundown, get into that bed again. Get some sleep. And somewhere in there, get a meal. And if you can, at some point in your life, maybe get a hold of a decent magazine, a good book, or enjoy a television show, or say if you can get out to theater, live theater is kind of nice, too. Or if you can find yourself maybe on a date with someone, or if you just like to maybe go unicycling in a park area. You know, they have these parks with the lanes that pave now. Or if you can find yourself maybe a hobby, perhaps astronomy. If you can do all that.
Are you in astronomy?
No, he was, though. If you can do all that, and still make sure you honor the food pyramid, you got nothing to complain about, he said.
Well, you know, it's great that you say something like that because, life is so sweet, and if something like that makes him happy,
yeah.
That's unbelievable.
And put us to sleep, of course, but it made him happy. I'm getting a call from my boss who says that I need to go. He's Blow Zephyr is due on the air right now, and I'm Blow Zephyr.
Call me back if you can.
I will, Al.
See ya.
Bye-bye.